Honorable Dr. Rishi Sali, you have 10 minutes.
Honorable Speaker, I rise today to speak on this adjournment debate of the Central Bank 2025 report with not only a sense of responsibility but also a convinced sense of hope. When we discuss an annual economic report in this chamber, it is easy for the debate to become filled with percentages, statistics, technical terms, fiscal indicators and economic jargon. But behind every economic figure, there is a human story. Behind every percentage of growth, there is a family struggling to recover, a business trying to survive, a young graduate searching for opportunity, and an ordinary citizen hoping for better tomorrow. This is why this debate is important, because the story of Sri Lanka's economy in 2025 is not merely a story of numbers improving, it is a story of a resilient nation that refused to give up. Honorable Speaker, we all remember the dark days our country went through. Those memories are still fresh in the minds of our people. We remember the long fuel queues. We remember parents wondering how they would feed their children. We remember pharmacies running short of medicines. We remember power cuts, uncertainty, fear, frustration and anger. I am not here to play the blame game, but to pay tribute to the ordinary citizens of this country during its most difficult period. The farmer who continued to cultivate despite rising costs, the fisherman who still went out to sea, the teacher who continued educating children despite hardship, and the doctor, the nurse, the public servant, the laborer and the small businessman, all of them kept this nation functioning when the situation seemed almost impossible. And therefore, before speaking about growth, rates and reserves, I believe this house must first pay tribute to the resilience of the people of Sri Lanka. Honorable Speaker, against this background, difficult background, the economic performance of 2025 deserves recognition and truly deserves applause. Most importantly, it means confidence is slowly returning and this country is on the way to recovery, and confidence is the one of the most important and valuable assets this nation can possess. When people lose confidence in their economy, they stop investing, they stop producing, and they stop hoping. But when confidence returns, recovery begins. Honorable Speaker, the test of economic recovery is simple. Does the ordinary person feel the relief? Can families live with dignity? Can people see a future in this country? Can small businesses survive without fear? The positive answers we see today is what deserves applause and what matters most. Honorable Speaker, I must also mention the remarkable contribution made by Sri Lankans working overseas. Once again, worker repentances reached historically high levels and became a major strength for our economy. Many of our brothers and sisters work abroad under difficult conditions. They miss weddings, funerals, birthdays, and the precious years of their children growing up. Some work day and night in unfamiliar lands simply to support families back. This sacrifice deserves the gratitude of this nation, and it is they that displayed true patriotism. In many ways, our migrant workers became silent economic heroes of Sri Lanka. Another positive development has been the strengthening of the external sector. Despite global uncertainty and despite the widening trade deficit, Sri Lanka continued to maintain a current account surplus. Mr. Speaker, the report also highlights improvements in the financial sector. Banks and financial institutions strengthen their profitability and improve their asset quality. Liquidity and capital buffers remain above regulatory requirements. Honorable Speaker, a suitable banking system means depositors feel secure, businesses can obtain credit, entrepreneurs can expand operations, families can invest in homes, education and livelihoods. The expansion of private sector credit during 2025 reflects the gradual revival of economic activity and business confidence. Honorable Speaker, I also wish to commend the continued effort towards modernization and reform, the promotion of digital payments, improvements of strong regulatory supervision and measures against money laundering are all necessary steps if Sri Lanka is to compete in a rapidly changing global economy. Today, nations are judged not by roads and buildings alone. They are judged by institutional strength, technological readiness, financial credibility, and governance standards. Mr. Speaker, however, while there is reason for optimism, there is absolutely no room, and there shall not be room for complacency. The global environment remains extremely uncertain. The erratic continued conflict in the Middle East poses risks of energy prices, global trade, tourism and financial flows. Climate-related disorders are becoming more frequent and more destructive. Sri Lanka is highly vulnerable to these shocks. A rising global oil prices affects transport, electricity, food prices, and ultimately the daily lives of our people. A climate disaster can destroy crops, livelihoods, and entire communities within days. Therefore, we must continue to build economic resilience while maintaining fiscal discipline and policy consistency, and that we certainly will. The mistakes in the past will never be repeated. One important lesson we must learn is that sustainable recovery cannot be built on short-term political popularity alone. Sound economic management sometimes requires difficult decisions, but these decisions will always be accompanied by compassion and social protection. Economic reform without humanity creates resentment. At the same time, unlimited populism giveaways without reason responsibility destroys nations. As a popular government, we will balance both responsibility and compassion. And the balance is important when supporting vulnerable communities. Honorable Speaker, as we move forward, our forces now shift from mere recovery towards inclusive growth. Growth must not remain concentrated only in urban centers or among the limited segment of society. The benefits of economic progress must reach every corner of this country. The farmer in Anuradhapura, the fisherman in Trincomalee, the plantation worker in Hatton, the trader in Patta, the teacher in Mathura, the entrepreneur in Jaffna. Every citizen must feel that Sri Lanka is moving forward and moving together, because economic division eventually becomes social divisions, and social divisions weakens national unity. Honorable Speaker, I particularly wish to speak about our youth. Our young people need more than just speeches. They need opportunities, they need skills, they need innovation, they need confidence. Confidence that can build successful lives within Sri Lanka itself. If our youth lose faith in this country, no economic statistic
Honorable
can
Member,
save
you have another 2 minutes.
Therefore, development must be people-centered, future-oriented and inclusive. That precisely is the intention and the part of this government. Honorable Speaker, Sri Lanka has suffered greatly in recent years, but this nation has also shown extraordinary resilience. And today, despite all the challenges before us, Sri Lanka is regaining stability, rebuilding confidence, and restoring hope. This progress did not happen accidentally. It came through sacrifice, through discipline, and through reforms in difficult times. And above all, it came through the patience and endurance of the people of Sri Lanka. Honorable Speaker, let us therefore together move forward with humility, wisdom, and responsibility to strengthen institutions instead of weakening them, to encourage production instead of dependency, to create opportunities instead of division, to build a Sri Lanka where economic stability is matched by social justice and national unity. Let us never forget that the true strength of a country is not measured only by GDP growth or foreign reserves. The true strength of a country lies in the dignity of its people, the hope of its youth, the trust of its institutions, and the belief that tomorrow can be better than today. Sri Lanka has endured hardship. Sri Lanka has faced uncertainty, but Sri Lanka is rising again. Honorable Speaker, thank you for the time allocated to me.